sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talk and you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile. Pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull.
I didn't realise that my mic had went on while singing the signature tune, as you all well do. And I'm thinking, okay, something wrong here, until I noticed it was still going. I thought, oh gosh, hello there, sitting on the sidelines, just listening to the show, coming on, waiting on the time frame to receive your connection. You are with Mercy Lady Medium, opening the doors to the unknown. If I talk too fast, you can listen back to any show that Mercy has had on. Yes, I've been missing for 2 weeks because I've been in the good old USA, but back, had a great time. I connect with your energy. I am an energy reader, no tools. The only answers I require are yes, no, or maybe. The only answers I require from you. So, as Mussie's making a mess of her desk here, we bring on the first caller. Oh, there you go. Guess 708, how you doing?
Good.
That's good. Are you?
I'm excited. I was the first caller.
Well, yes, I've been missing for 2 weeks, so maybe people are thinking that I'm not coming back. Who knows? But they'll get a fright. I'm here. You and a Skype caller. That's all I've got so far. We'll no hold that. I need your name again.
My name is Barbara.
Hello, Barbara. Welcome to the show again. Can I have permission to connect to your energy, Barbara?
Yes.
Yes. I connect energy. Now, you will hear my hand rustle there. And what it is a signature tune. That's me rubbing the magic lamp. I'm no, like, willing to give you all your Christmases at the one time. But, hey, the magic lamp is rubbing anyway, Barbara. Where are we going, sweetheart?
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, there you go. I have wrecked my desk. Picked up the... Can you hear me now, my darling?
Yeah.
Right. I says to you that I was rustling my hands, and I usually say that's my rustling up the magic lamp there. Can I have permission to connect to your energy, Barbara?
Yes.
Right, Barbara, let me connect to you, my darling, once again. I get the feeling, Barbara, you're stuck in a rut. I get the sense as though that this stuck in the rut has been for some time now. And
yes,
nobody is truly giving you the answers or the guidance that you've been seeking. And it's as though that you've went over in your head what people have said. You've went over in your mind if you could only listen back and see if there was any changes. And they're saying as though that you need to learn to stand up for your rights. You need to learn to stand up to where it needs and to where point of telling people to back off, telling people to remove themselves from your energy until you finally finalise what's going on your own. You had a cold or something, Barbara?
Do I know?
No, I don't know why, but as I'm... Right, okay. My guys have just told me off, as you do. They're telling me your heart is aching. They're telling me as though that it's taking its toll on your heart. And I feel as though that there's many mind frames that can go on, as in with a partner, as in you, as in the family, as in work, and not being able to get the healing in mind and in heart to piece by piece put the puzzle together. Would you understand that, Barbara?
Yeah.
And you seek a higher frame of mind. You're not sitting around just for people to snap their fingers. You're worth more than that. And I'm wanting to say justice will prevail. They will be found out. I feel as though that there's been a few people around you that's been ugly. I don't know why that's coming in that way, but I feel as though that they've not been nice to where they've came forward and took you and rummaged you and sort of pulled the rug from underneath your feet. And I'm wanting to say as though that karma will always win. Karma will get them and bite them in the bum. You don't need to worry about that. Karma will bite. But you need to steer yourself away, finding love in the heart for yourself to stand tall and get your graceness in for you, because the angels have been listening. Barbara, I'm wanting to bring a motherly figure in for you from the spirit world. And she's coming in here. Yeah.
Okay.
She's saying the family's always been trouble from the word go. Nothing's ever been simple. Nothing's ever been easy when it's came to you. You've had to fight everybody's battles. Would you understand that, Barbara?
I do.
And she's saying, now it stops. You need to cater for yourself. And they need to do what they do best, is half the times make the problems to come to them. Would you understand that, Barbara? Because that's what this mother, that's what they're saying to me.
Yeah, half the time, and then I didn't hear it. Yeah, I heard half the time.
Half the time, they cause the problems that come on to themselves. They cause the problems.
True.
And you're better than that. A lot better than that. Came through tough times yourself and survived. And she's saying as though that you survived on your own, because nobody had your backing when you needed it. And she's saying, no. She's saying, Barbara, your spirituality needs to take pride of place.
That's what I'm working on now.
Right. Now we've got down to the nitty-gritty. Right. Many people say meditate. Many people say do this, do that. But if you actually sit down, have a few candles lit, and just, it's simple to do. It's just breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. So it's... And when you're breathing in, you breathe in the positivity and you breathe out the negative. You call on your guides, your gatekeeper, your guardian angel, the angels. You call on all the team above to come to work with you. Many people can help you and guide you on a big scale. But until you learn to walk in your own shoes, that is the only way forward that you can truly hit all the notes to where you're receiving the messages from. It's being able to balance everything out. It's like when you're in that spiritual side, take time away from everything else. Sit down, have a place just for that. Start off with 30 minutes to an hour and take it from there and practice. Practice on friends. Practice on family. You will never know exactly what will come about, because it just doesn't come through in hearing. It also comes through with what's being said in the mind. So it's a case of you could sit there, you could be speaking to someone, and all of a sudden, quick flash, you get something in your head and you go, why am I getting that? And half the times you need to give it out. Or more to the point, you need to get it out, especially when you're speaking to somebody else. If you don't want to open your abilities at a certain point, don't open them. But at the end of the night, close down. And the way to do that, I'm going ahead of myself, am I? When you breathe in, closing down, but to open up, you say to your gatekeeper, I am opening up. I'm opening my channels. And when I breathe out at the time I'm breathing to open, this is how I'm doing it. So you breathe in normal and blow out your channels, blow out your chakras. And bit by bit, see your chakra opening up until it's a bit away from your skin. Sit for 10 minutes and close it down again. Sit for longer, open it up. Wait for longer, then close it down. At the end of the night, close down. Because many people have that problem. Don't close down, and they start to wonder where all the problems come in.
So
it's a case of opening up, but you gotta speak to your gatekeeper when you're doing so, because he's the one that you open your crown chakra, where you're opening your aura, and when you're closing your chakra, when you're closing your aura, closing down your spiritual box, your door. So it's a case that you can actually visualize an actual door or visualize a trap door opening in your crown chakra on the top of your head, right in the middle.
Okay.
So sometimes when you do have that really dull headache in the middle of your head, it's not a headache. It's a spiritual part of you that's saying, hey, we've got a message, but you need to open. Oh, there's many conclusions to why it's happening in that way. And yes, I'm jittering. Been 2 weeks, 3 weeks since I was last on, so I'm jittering. So it can happen that way, Barbara, to open up and receive the messages. But another thing you gotta have, Barbara, and that's trust in yourself.
I know.
It doesn't matter if people don't trust you or do trust you, whatever. It's as long as you're open to receive the messages that they are willing to have the answers to. Sometimes it's hard. You can give a message over and people go, no, 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 no. And they go, no, no, no. And you sit there and go, okay, not a problem. That's a time for my city to say, no, no, I'm off, I'm out. Bye. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mussy runs scared, you know. You listening, everybody? Mussy still runs scared. Because some people are not open to the answers you're giving you, the message
mm-hmm.
you're giving over. Some people are not ready for that. But if they were to listen back when the time was, when they had the reading, listen back and go, and now I don't understand what you're saying to me. And you go, ugh, really? After saying no, no, no. But yes, Barbara, this motherly figure, I'm not saying it's your mum, feels like mum. And she's saying as though that time to bite the bullet. Take the bull by the horns. Take the bull by the horns and deal what's needing to be done now more than anything. And don't hold back. If something needs said, say it. You are a good person. You're a beautiful soul. Never let anybody tell you differently. It's time for you to realise that I not just sit here and say that this motherly figure that stands here beside me and says, yeah, it's time to raise the bar, time to raise that head of yours, mind over matter, and really trust in yourself, knowing that you can be your own spiritual being. You, in time, could have your own show. Never say never. But I'm wanting to say, Barbara, I hope you've understood the message I've given you.
I do. I have felt when you said I would have it, you know, an own show. I kind of see that, but in my practical world currently, I've gotten stronger because it has been a lot of difficulty, a lot of struggle, a lot of strife. True. But now I'm more ready to embrace, and I think I'm more armored to handle any type of maybe negative talk.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Where I'm just let it roll off me like a Teflon pan.
As you do, Barbara, as you do. But listen, my sweetheart, I need to go. I have other callers in now, and I will speak to you again. You can listen back as many times to the show again so you can be reminded on how to open up and how to close down. Because closing down is the domino effect. Closing down is saying to your gatekeeper, I'm closing down, I'm breathing in my aura, and go, breathe in that space, that time away from your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll definitely have to remember that. Can I ask you one quick question?
Go on then, quickly.
Okay. I had applied for this position. Am I going to get it?
Position. Are you going to get it? They're giving me a big yes here.
Yes,
they were spitting in the phone. Yes, I'm getting. Yeah, I hear you, Hannah. I hear you. All the other callers can hear you because your whisperings know that.
That's true.
We can still hear you. You've gone, yes. Right. Maybe get back to me and tell me if what's happened. Okay? You need to come.
I will.
You can find me on Facebook. All the details is on the description and there, opening the doors. Facebook, opening the doors to the unknown. Other Facebook, where you can actually type to me, is Mussy Lady, capital M, capital L, medium, all together, capital M. So capital M, Mussy, capital L A D, capital M Medium. So that spells muscle lady medium. Just to confuse you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, well, I love you. Me.
I do. Thank you very much.
Take care, Barbara, and I'll speak to you soon. I'll keep you on hold, darling. Okay, sweetheart.
Okay.
You take care, honey. Speak to you soon. Bye for now. And there you go. Yeah. What can I say? 916. Can I have your name?
Yeah, hi, Mussie. This is Nancy.
Hello, Nancy. How are you?
I am doing great. How about you?
How about me? Oh, I can have a grumble.
Oh,
I could have a grumble and a half. I could, yes. My grumble. Yeah. I'll not let it bother the radio show tonight, will I? No. I'll leave my grumbling for Facebook and whatnot. Everybody will be able to know what's happening there. Anyway, Nancy, can I connect to your energy?
Of course.
Of course. No, I need the yes.
Yes.
There you go. Simple. I'm sitting back. I'm holding the mic thinking everybody's went deaf on me tonight. Nancy. This face is I've got that song, and it's no Nancy the. It's all fairy. No, it's not. It's fairy. That's amazing. To the love. To the love. The face. Something like that. It's fairy over the messy. Talking about Liverpool and Scotland. In England. Scotland, Jesus cribbins. I get shot dead for that thing like that. Hey, Nancy.
Okay.
I'm wanting to say is all that. Yeah, you're running on the spot. You're really running. You know where you want to go. You really do know where you want to go. But it's a case of you're waiting for the gun to go off to start you. And I'm wanting to say, bang, the gun is off. The gun has started. And it's time to take a sprint. No, a slow walk. No, Nancy, that's too good for you. You got to sprint. Because once you start that sprint, you really get to go with your triathlon round the circuit route. Knowing that, hey, when you pick those feet up, you know that your heart's in a good place and you know that your mind is complying with everything that's being thrown at you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wanting to say is though that you need to leave the Muppets behind. There's a certain few around you, Nancy, that needs to need to be told no to bye-bye. They're keeping you back. There's two females and a male, Nancy, that's holding you back.
Really? Okay.
And I'm not going to say as though that it's a family member and a friend. And I don't know why, but I want to say somehow when a partner is holding you back, is holding you captive and not letting you go on and changing your ways, the way you, where it needs to go, where you feel happy to go, if you understand that better, Nancy.
I do.
Because
I do.
Your whole energy has changed, and the guided you has opened, if I may say that. The guided you has opened, and I'm not in this thing as though that that is the next stand up. Not to stand back and let others show whatever they feel to place in front of you, for you to not take that step forward and be hold in the right place for you. Shoot them down, will you? Oh, ouch. Battle them down. Put them in one side. Put them out the door. I'm wanting to say, on a spiritual side, you've got it. Somebody's ping, ping, pinging me. On a spiritual side, oh, you can hear the ping. Yeah, that's over there. And but on the family and the partner side, I feel as though that they feel that you've to go somewhere else. Your energy's to go somewhere else. Your energy's all to go to them. And that you shouldn't care for the other people because you don't really know them, just because you've given over that connection. You understand that, Nancy?
Now you're saying my partner's family?
Yeah.
Okay, on the other side, right?
On the other side, yeah. Not on your side.
Okay.
Not on your side, on his side.
Okay, I understand. Mm-hmm.
That's good. There was me thinking I'm going to get into trouble there.
No, I understand totally.
But on a spiritual side of things, Nancy, you're there. You've opened that door of your own, and it has been opened for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to find your feet and say, bugger what anybody else thinks of you. It's on who you truly are and how you love and respect yourself in a bigger way, in a bigger point, and knowing that, hey, nothing else matters as long as you're able to stand up with your head held high, knowing that you've passed a message over, you've passed that connection over from one end to the next, and they understand what you're all about. Good will always come off good. Negativity. Right, something's just happened somewhere.
Oh.
No, it's okay. Somebody's left the building and somebody's rekindled. It's okay, it's just my brain going somewhere, Nancy. Don't worry about it. It's not you. Something has happened in the screen and I'm going, oh gosh, what's happening now? Anyway, just me. Just getting more callers and I keep getting flashed up in the screen. I'll do that with you. Hopefully it's not that screen that keeps coming up. Honestly, Nancy, everybody, I do hope for holding you so long. I'm having things flashed up my screen and I'm speaking to the little icon, little number of Nancy's, and it's a case of I see something on flashing on the other side of the screen. And it's like, okay, are you trying to show me something? No. Oh, no, so I'll just shut that screen off and talk to you later. Yes, it's fun and games when you work this way.
Sorry?
I have a gentleman for you, Nancy, coming forward.
Okay.
From the spirit world. And I'm not going to say as though that he would never have spoken or thought of spiritually would have worked connecting from one end to the other. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a spiritual person within himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling me as though that what he knows now to what he knew then, he would have believed a lot more people.
Mm.
Nancy, I'm getting a father figure that's standing next to me.
Uh-huh.
And he's saying as though that he thinks it's brilliant. He thinks it's brilliant. He's saying, God, you can hear me. Oh, right, okay. He's coming in here and saying as though that the balance... Now my TV's deciding to conk out in 4 minutes. I can't win.
Uh-huh.
He's saying as though that your openness sometimes pulls in the dreaded ones. And he's coming in here and saying as though that negativity sometimes needs to be around the positive to bring balance to it all. And he's saying as though that keeping his family around is not a bad thing. Just don't listen to him. Listen to them. That's all you need to do. Don't listen to them. Just
okay.
In one ear and out the other. Oh, God, your dad's saying they're full of it. It's the way your dad's just said it. It's the way your dad's just said they're full of it. They're all me, 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 me. And never to the point of worrying about anybody else's problems. They don't believe in what you do. They think it's all cob's wallop. And your dad's saying, who gives a damn what they believe and what they trust?
Right.
Their life. I'm not right, okay. Your dad's saying a way of what their life is like. I'll not say it on air. But dad's coming in here and saying as though that their life is shite. Right, okay, I said it. Basically, it is what it is. Their life, your family, your partner's family, it's full of what the word I just said, not repeating it, probably will after a while, but never mind. And I'm honest, if spirit swears, I can't sit here and try and play it nice. Doesn't work. It's not true to what the spirit is trying to say to you. And you wouldn't understand it if I say that in a nice way. He was true to himself and he was true to other people. And he said what he needed to say. I didn't care if anybody liked it or not liked it. And he's saying, by the way, judging by the way they're acting, he damn well doesn't like it. But you know how to blank them out. Just put the earplug plugs in. Blank them out, it'll be great. But I'm wanting to say so that partner and family are as what is. Spiritually, there's another shift coming up for you, Nancy. There's another jump up, so watch out for it.
Okay.
And I'm wanting to say it's from the angel realm. Oh. See, after the radio show, Nancy, can I just say watch out for the lift? Now, you may think I'm daft. But on a what they do to me is no matter what I'm doing, I feel as though that I'm being lifted up. That my body's shifting and my inner body's lifting up, my spiritual side is being lifted. So it half feels as though that my body's being lifted. And the way they've just came in is to sort of say that put your spiritual body in the lift and they'll take you up. They'll take you up.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get your rewards. They are going to reward you. Not sure if what you've done, Nancy. I'm not asking. But they are saying as though that you're being rewarded accordingly.
That's lovely. I hope it's spiritually.
It is spiritually, yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm.
You know yourself you've done more than enough to be recognised. And this is the time I'm telling you to go in the lift. When they send that lift, I'm not asking you to go in it. Sorry, I'm telling you to go in it because you're worth it. After the... Watch for the lift. I kid you not, I'm being shown lift doors behind you. For your spirituality to be put in, then go in, up, and like I've had many things over the years. I've had a pair of shoes, I've had a cloak, I've had a scroll, I've had a wand, I've had many things.
Wow.
So it can be anything. To what accordingly to what's been going on, Nancy, and they're saying don't be scared to do so, to go up after this,
well,
after me and you're finished, which is now. No, Nancy, have you got a question, my darling?
Yeah, well, you kind of answered a couple questions there. You know, when you said lifting up, I've had that sensation of being lifted up while I was meditating, where I almost was coming out of my body, but it was a very warm feeling. And so I don't know if that has anything to do with what you were saying. I've had that experience before. And
did you go up?
Yes, I did.
There's another one coming.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this time I will allow it more. It was kind of, I wouldn't say scary. It was sudden, you know, when it happened. But this time I'll be more prepared.
Well, when you medicate, there you go. I need my medication. Like, when you meditate is a different, totally different thing, meditation. It's a case of you're going in, that vibration, you're going into that place of saying, hey, my body world is here, but my spiritual body is open to new things.
Yes.
So you're allowing, when you're going through a meditation, you're allowing yourself to go through certain spiritual aspects, and that's the feeling you get of floating outside your body. So if that means do a meditation, do a light meditation and ask the angels to be with you to take you, so that you do feel safe on the first one to go up, and then ask to be returned to your body or float back down to your body.
Okay.
And with that, Nancy, I want to say much love and many blessings, and thanking you for calling in.
Oh, I thank you so much. It's lovely. And you take care of yourself.
I do try, but nobody's telling me otherwise.
Well,
as you do.
Send you some healing from the heart, okay?
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, my darling. You take care, sweetheart, and do that meditation. I'll be thinking of you.
Oh, thank you. Thinking of you too. Okay, bye-bye.
Speak to you soon. Bye for now, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to... 775.
This is Muzzy.
It is Muzzy. Who have I got?
This is Linnell.
This is
and
who?
I'm so happy I saw your name in my email today as a show, because I wanted to find you to thank you for being one of the first people that helped me in my spiritual growth. You have touched me in so many ways, and I just wanted to thank you, and I was so happy to see your name on my email today. I haven't heard a show, so that was kind of exciting, and I just wanted to thank you for being an incredible spirit.
Thank you. I've not been on for 2 weeks because I've been in America for 12 days.
Oh, my goodness.
I was in Boston.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, I had a ball. I was there for Black Friday.
Oh, there.
Did I buy anything? No, everywhere was shut.
I waited to go online.
In America. Oh, sorry, that was Thanksgiving.
I was with my grandmother, during that time, where I did some incredible spiritual growing. Can't wait to talk to you again. I've grown so much since I've spoken with you. And I just wanted, I wanted to touch base. Say hey, thanks. And I don't know if you can feel me, but...
You've been waiting 47 minutes for it to say that? Just for the little old me?
Yes, just for little old you. Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, I miss you.
Oh, thank you. It is as though that some people come into your life and stay in your life. Some people sort of come and then just disappear, and you're like, okay, where did you go? Where did you... I've no hair, I've sent feelers out, it's been flashy Muzzy, hello. Like, that's all.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of growing, and started relying more on myself and making more of my choice. It's wonderful, and the meditating's really kicking in, and I think I've done some other levels of growth. I'm just, and it pretty much started with you. You helped me feel what I was feeling. You were right on time for me. I thank you.
It somewhat works with that with teachers sort of thing. That certain people come in your
chart to help you. Yeah, you did. You did. And that chart, I have it to this day. And whenever I'm feeling down, I see myself on top of the world, and I pull right back into where I'm supposed to be going. You have no idea how you touched my life. I really thank you.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Can I touch base again?
Yes. Yes, you may.
Huh. Here we go.
We don't have any music.
I'm being told to accept the kindness I'm getting, because I don't get it very often as much as what you've just did. So my guides are coming in here giving me the chills to actually accept it. And I do accept it.
Yay.
Yeah, I do accept it. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've just been sort of told off by my guides.
You are a true being.
You're moving.
Yeah.
And it's a case of it's been a long time coming. It's been a long time to the point of saying, I've got what's needed. I've got what's wanting. And it's time for these boots to start on walking. To be able to put the foot forward and not to look back. And they're saying that area will be just a blink of the eye, because you'll not remember the place to where you're going. Not only touching base spiritually, but it's touching base to a home to call home. Would you understand that?
Yep. Yes, I do.
Because that's what they're saying is all that.
Yeah. I'm so happy I am where I am, and I'm trusting it, and it feels really good. Not what my brain is used to. I want to be in control and know exactly how things are going, and I'm letting that go, and the universe is out there to help me, and I'm just had to start
that
asking.
Male, they're telling me about that male person that was around your energy that you've totally told where to go.
Yeah.
Oh,
what about that male?
Oh, you definitely told him where to go. And it wasn't nice words at the time either.
Oh, no.
I'm not repeating those words, but they're telling
me
it wasn't nice words. They didn't have your back for being there. They were just there for themselves to where they felt in a good place, where you felt you were really low at that time and you couldn't get yourself out of that rut. And they're saying, by God, you got out of that rut. When you told him totally where to go, that was when doors started to open other way. Because that's where they're saying once you shut that door for good, that was then chucked in the bin, out in the garbage, far away with a truck. God knows where the trash go, but the trash went.
Right. To the incinerator.
You've regained an inner point of where you know yourself, where you're ready to do something, because your inner growth, your inner self is saying, come on, time to do this, that, this, and you go, and how am I going to do this, that, the next
yeah,
thing,
which
and
one?
They go, you have to go,
yeah. Which one first?
Yeah, which one first?
Yeah. I see no limits. I see no limits. I'm ready to spread a lot of healing, I think. I'm super excited
your
with my future.
You've changed a lot. You're more flamboyant. You're more loving for yourself. That's a bonus, and it's as though that some people don't actually get that they need to really see themselves in a good place to be able to get to that good place.
Yes, instead of being stuck
in the negative and letting the negative drag them down.
Yeah.
And you've done the whole shebang.
That gets heavy. Much lighter when you're hauling that around.
Man, so-called work, and now you're leaving home and maneuvering into a bigger, stately one, where you're going to have your own bedroom, you're going to have your own healing room. They're telling me about your healing room.
That's in my plan.
A special place.
They are going to be retreats for people who need to heal. It's amazing that you just said that. Okay.
Yeah, they're showing me.
Aren't they beautiful? I've seen two of them. That's it. I've drawn them. I know them. I think them. They will be. I know they will be.
It's just a matter of time when it pops into your hand.
I'm trusting it. I've never trusted anything in my life like I trust myself and the universe right now. I really like it.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Absolutely beautiful.
Yes, really is. Yep. I agree.
But
you've been lucky a long time.
About your retreats.
Yeah.
You're talking about your healing rooms.
Yeah.
With the candles. You've got it in your head what you want. You're wanting vibrant colours. You're wanting a peaceful room, tranquil room, but somewhere to have the vibrant, to the calm, to be able to have, being able to, for them to have a home away from home, that to be able to belong somewhere also. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Because that's what they're telling me. That's where they're going with me. And so many people need the retreat to be able to the point of where they don't know a safe place.
Say yes to what they're feeling, because
yes.
It's in there, it's in there, and it's okay to say yes.
So it's okay to believe and trust in the spiritual world also, trust in the angels.
Yes, no matter how hard it got crushed at some time in your life or past life that you're dealing with, there are so many layers.
I'm seeing rosary beads for you.
You saw what?
I'm seeing rosary beads for you.
Ah, okay. Rosa.
I'm seeing black beads, but strange, I'm seeing a dark red cross. I'm seeing black beads, but dark red cross.
Okay. I don't have that, but I will keep my eye out for it. someone.
But it's as though
someone,
like, you holding your hands, it's as though that you've made many circles with the beads, and
yes.
It's as though that you're holding both your fingers in the middle, and you're holding and rolling the beads with your thumb, and you've got the red cross over it, and it's as though that you're sending out everything that does not belong to receive everything that should be.
Yes. For the best.
And that's what I see in your hands right now.
Okay.
I see rosary beads.
Okay. I am open for more learning, and however I continue learning, I'm open right now. I'm so happy.
Have you been having a few problems to the lower abdomen, to the left?
Have I been having problems with men? Is that what you said?
No. Your lower abdomen, I can't say it now. Your lower bit to your left belly at the bottom, abdomen.
What about that?
They're making me aware of it. They're making me aware that there's an issue there just now.
For me or the male in my...
I'm wanting to say you.
Okay. I wasn't sure what you said, so I had to make sure. Yeah, I've had issues there. Really trying to clear all body pain, because it's not all mine, I don't think. It's not all mine.
It's not. Some things are not all yours.
Right, and I just learned that, and I'm trying to get rid of whatever is really not mine.
The left lower abdomen.
Yeah.
It's below the button, the belly button, to the left.
Yeah. Yes.
There.
Right inside the.
Let everybody on track where I'm on about. It's below the belly button to the left. There.
I got it.
And it's they're saying as though that on a womanlyhood side of things, the effects have been coming back in that area. Would you understand to that?
Well, all that stuff's gone. But I definitely had. But if I didn't deal with emotional stuff back then
can I just say? They're making me shoot me if you want. But they're talking about as though that your motherly side, your womanly side. Your motherly side, your mother.
Yeah.
And they're telling me as though that there is some issues back at your your early teens going back. And they're saying as though that in there, that is where that needs to be cleared out.
Right. 3 generations back, I think. I just started working on this. I'm working on that now.
Sorry for being nosy.
Not at all. Any guidance in this is very much appreciated, because I don't want to do it wrong, but they all need help. So I'm just doing what's coming natural. And I have learned so much in the last month. It's unbelievable. So,
they're saying
that's crazy
that
you're talking about.
You did say, yes, I could connect. I have connected.
Yep.
It
yes.
is just one of those things.
Yep.
And you say, yes,
yep.
I go everywhere. It's what it is.
Yes. And I know that I'm doing what needs to be done. I know that feeling. I just know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, no matter how off it might be for my poor
your
mother.
Your mom, your gran, your great-gran.
And my great-grandmother. I know. Rosa. Your Rosa beads. That's her name. And I'm sure she had beads.
I'm wanting to say, though, that they all... Excuse me for saying this, lovely ladies.
That's okay.
But I'm wanting to say, though, that they were all somewhat put down when men were concerned.
It was awful. They were just so hurt.
And it's as though that they were trod on. They were... Oh, it was ugly.
It was so ugly. That was my first experience with my new talent. I was like, what? So I know I...
And now
help.
You're saying, oh, what?
And I just said, they can't come here anymore. They can't hurt them anymore.
No, they can't.
Nope.
And you've just set them free.
Yep.
Now, I'm saying now you've set them free.
I feel...
At that second, you have just set them free.
I feel wings on my shoulders.
That pain's just left you. The same, that pain's that cause I'm not getting that pain no more.
No, I knew today was a special day, and I knew when I saw your name, I just knew that you were going to help me. I just knew it. Because you have touched my life before, and all good. You are a good being.
Wow. But now, my darling, I want to say much love and many blessings, and we'll touch base again.
I will come find you again. I will come find you. I'm so busy right now, but I will come find you. Thank you.
Not a problem, sweetheart.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Well, believe it or not, it is 10:07 at night. I'm at the end of the day while you're in the... Yes.
Yeah. Sunny California. So. Thank you. Beautiful.
Not a problem, my darling.
Thank you so much.
Much love and many blessings. You take care, my darling, and I'll speak to you later.
I'll keep you on mute. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
There you go. I'm trying to put you on mute for some strange reason. It's not bloody happening. Honestly. I've got your mute button going round
that,
in circles, and it's not happening.
They're not letting us go.
They're not.
You guys are right on.
I am trying, ladies and gentlemen, honestly.
I'm not doing anything.
Shut up.
You want me to hang up? I can hang up. I'll hang up. I'll find you again, babe. Thanks.
Okay, my darling. You take care. If that's going to happen now, oh gosh. Is that allowing you to turn off? Oh gosh, it's not even letting that shut off. All right, okay. Let me see if I can't harm it. Now, Maya Ranum has just went. Maya Radham's just mucked up. Code 412, I am trying to come on, and it's not letting me. random energy. I cannot get rid of that, sort of. I can't take away guest 775. I mean, not being able to take that away, 775, I can't call in 412. My Bob, I've got 48 minutes and it's not working. Well, at this moment in time, when it does decide to work and work, everybody can listen back into your reading. And if I don't get you today, get in contact with me on my Facebook, Muscle Lady Wise. Hey, can't get further than that, Muscle Lady Wise. And is facebook.com, Muscle Lady, capital M, capital L, and medium, capital M, all together, Facebook, Muscle Lady Wise. I can't do anything. Blog Talk has messed up again. You can also find me on Twitter, Muscle Lady Medium, all together, capital M, capital L, capital M, Muscle Lady Medium. Or you can have my page, Opening the Doors to the Unknown. That's right, got the show, Opening the Doors to the Unknown, because we do open the door with the unknown. We do allow to let my guide, spirit, and true higher source come in and connect in a bigger way where it needs to. We have a chance of taking things in all directions. If it's on a spiritual side with someone, if it's on a health with a connection with the problems with family, partners, work, and so forth. I help in that area. Also, I do the home front, the job / career. I do love life, the home front, the job / career. Getting used to what I'm saying again. I do finances, but I don't give you them. You give me the finances. That's where you gotta go. And to the point of, I'm not sure what to do with. I cannot shut off. I cannot click on. Let me see. No. The whole show, I do apologise, ladies and gentlemen. Ken does have another show. I will be back next week. Blog Talk Radio has decided to mess up big style. So please call back next week. I can't do anything. I can't bring anybody on the show. I can't change it. Now let me see if I can reload the page. Nope, that's been also. Help! But here's the thing, the time's still going. Can't do anything. Ladies and gentlemen, come back next week. It will be 8 o'clock. You'll find my show. I'm going to have to end the episode because nothing is working. Until then, my darlings, I want to say much love and many blessings.